Okay.
On what use on July 19, 2022, UION said that the tech body is the same power that went into the Ark of the Covenant.
Covenant.
Can you help me with that?
Sure. Okay. All right. The Ark of the Covenant is a transcriber. You know what that is because you've been doing it for years. And it holds the bolts of that hold that power intact. Because he who has the words has the condition. Or the condition is the prescription of the outcome. So that held power has to be concentrated. And so what the Ark of the Covenant does is it concentrates that very power. That very power is the very power that you're talking about here, and it's the same thing that's activating and moving the tech body. Because the tech body is nothing other than the pure surface power of light of God. But it just doesn't include humans.
Whoa, the tech body is the pure what? The tech body is the pure
power
of God?
Power of God. The pure power of God. But if you remove humans from it, if humans won't take it, power is not negated. It doesn't go away. It's not reduced. Mm-hmm. It's not less than. It's absorbed. Mm-hmm. It's consumed. And let me tell you now, tech body's racing because the tech body don't care. And that's why Bob's in charge either way.
And when you say power, you say it's not reduced. Isn't being absorbed and consumed reducing power?
Mm-mm. No, you're just changing its state of aptitude. You're changing its state of aptitude. I have $1 million in my account. I'm going to write a check to something else, and then my $1 million is going somewhere else. That $1 million has not been reduced. It's just been moved.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's very cool. And this is something Bob can play, right?
Sure. We hope he does. We're surprised he hasn't found on his Facebook book. He's not in the bathroom. He's really putting it on his Facebook page right now, just now.
Okay. Does Joe Biden, actually the double for Joe Biden, or is it just in the script that he declared he had cancer?
He declared he had cancer. He did. But it was just
because
skin cancer stuff. It wasn't no big deal. It was just skin cancer stuff. He was trying to suck. He was trying to suck out to say, I'm a victim, too. Nobody likes me, but I'm a victim, too. That's all that was about.
And that was given. That was scripted for him. That's the double, just reading the lines it's given him.
That's correct.
So now they're saying he got COVID. Was that in reaction to his gaffe? Was it considered a gaffe what he said about cancer?
No, it wasn't a gaffe. It was scripted. So you can't be scripted and be a gaffe. He read it just as it's supposed to be. And here's Bob just going to go one of three ways. He has the worst Quinnipiac polls in history. Okay?
Yeah. In history.
Nobody's got it worse. Nobody's got it worse than ever since they've been doing polls. And that's been forever. Hell, even Lincoln had a better rap before they killed him in the first place because don't cross the CSA. That's another conversation. But what happens is it's going to go one of three ways. Either he's going to ease out of his untimely demise, and then we're going to say, oh, poor Biden, that's why he wasn't a good president because he was fucked up with cancer and COVID and la, 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 la. Toss the salad. That's what they're going. That's one way. Okay. The second way is that he's going to come out and say, okay, he's trying to be a victim and try to ease his way into a position to use it as an excuse of why he had deficiency from the Department of Homeland Security. Because that's what it's going to come down to. You'll hear that again another day from the Department of Homeland Security, because that's where it becomes treasonous for queen and country. Okay? And the third way is that he gets caught up in the Biden effect, and he uses his illness to say he was out of his mind, and he didn't mean it. And he know whatever he did, he didn't know. See the three different ways?
Yeah. So he's going to present, he's going to be ill from now on and decline.
Or die.
And the second one, he has a deficiency with the Department of Homeland Security. What's that mean?
Treason, sedition.
He undermined the DHS, or they worked with him to do treason?
He undermined them.
And that'll be found out.
Pretty soon. It may already be in the offing, but let's be easy. Things are happening, Bob. The 21st, McLuhan's birthday, was a big day. What that means is a judge now gets to adjudicate the final finish of the, what were your, the poll people, the people who counted that business?
Quinnette.
We don't want to say the name.
Quinnette.
Don't say the, no.
Quinnette.
No, no, those are polls. We're talking about voting booths.
Oh, the fraudulent election?
Don't say that. We don't want to say the words. Don't say that, because then they're going to try to kill you again. We were trying to be coy, Bob, but now you've cleared it up.
Okay.
So that's good. So now it's cleared up. Then what happens is they're going to see all, they've already seen all the videos. Now a judge gets to put this all together and gets to decide how this goes. And the Proud Boys, you know the Proud Boys, the one with the
fist,
Trump thinks so much of. They have instructions to only shoot if they're shot at.
Mm-hmm.
So now you got Biden. Now you got Biden sick as a dog. You got the legislative branch crippled. You got the Supreme Court of the United States. They all in hiding. Hiding Biden. They're all in hiding. Mm-hmm. And now they're fixing to say everything's up. Everything's up. It's all up. And so now they're going to say, no, we got this. And they're going to basically
raid. Who's going to say everything's up? And what is up when they say everything's up? Who's saying that?
Oh, the Proud Boys are, and derivatives thereof. The Patriot. Linda's. No, let's see. No, that's not the right way to say it.
Yeah, we know who you
Eugene's
mean.
Neighbor, Eugene's neighbor.
Yeah.
They're locked and loaded. Proud of their cement pond that's above ground. and then they're going to go with it, and it's going to be bedlam. It's going to be feudal, which is what we said all along.
What is going to trigger that?
The judge's verdict from today.
About the fraudulent election.
The election. About the election results.
Yeah.
Don't matter. Don't say that. Don't say that. You're right. Just don't say that. Look, nobody cares. They're gonna hide that. They're not gonna let that out. They're not gonna call for a tribunal. They're not gonna call for a revolutionary war, for Pete's sake. They're not gonna do that. But everybody's watching and everybody's listening. Everybody's on it. Mm-hmm.
You think the judge's decision will not be known?
No, it won't be. But it's going to be leaked, just like Roe versus Wade.
Okay, it's going to be leaked, and the that'll be enough for the poor boys, Proud Boys. They'll say, that's it. We're coming to get you.
No, we're going to start shooting. They're going to start shooting.
Aggressively, just going down to the post office and shooting people or the police station?
Yeah. They're assembling in Washington right now, Bob, but you don't supposed to know that.
Right, and all that we've just said the last 10 minutes about Biden's cancer and these diseases,
play it.
The judges know that we can play it all.
Play it. You ain't got nothing. We've been 3 hours and you can't play a word so far, so you might as well have something worth something. So do that. Yeah.
You can't play Carolyn stuff. It's too valuable.
Too much.
Worth trillions, that stuff.
It's just because it's all that gossip. She doesn't like the gossip. You can't take all
that
gossip.
That's what I mean. It's worth trillions.
You can't play it.
Can't
play the gossip. Can't play that gossip. She won't have it.
Yeah.
That's true.
So the...
Bob and his gossip.
So is that company that's guilty of this fraudulent election stuff, are they powerful enough that people are afraid to release stuff about them?
No, they're actually being disbanded. There won't be a company to prosecute. You won't be able
they
to find the owner of it. You won't find the owner of it in about 30 minutes.
Right, because they know what's happening today with the court, with the judge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. It's fair. It's blatant. Everybody looks. If you look at everybody else, Sidney Powell's got them. That's why she's so bawdy, and she just kind of eased off of it. She just kind of eased off. She said, well, you guys are fucked. That's her position. You people are fucked. I ain't dealing with none of this. Y'all are done. Bye. Love you, miss you, need you, see you, bye. We through with this.
She is, okay, you got it. She doesn't need to do anything because other people are doing it, like the judge.
It's done. It's done.
Right.
It's done. And now that pendulum, remember the pendulum that would go back and forth, that's swinging hard the other way. And normal people are saying, what the hell are y'all talking about? Shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear what you got to say. You don't run this. You're 1% of the population, and you're going to tell me how I'm going to go to bed or wake up or with whom I'm going to sleep and what I call the person that I sleep with. Fuck you. I don't listen to you. Go to hell. I ain't dealing with this shit. Get out of here.
Yeah. Who are they saying that at? Are they complaining this against Sidney Powell? Who are they complaining to about?
No, this is against the liberalist, liberal, left, liberal.
I see.
Left,
so it's swinging.
Left.
It's swinging back to the normal people to not put up with this leftist stuff. So that's what you're saying.
Because it's going. But now here's the thing, though. The problem, just like every time we leave you in charge of something, this happens. Every time you're in charge, something like this happens. It's going to swing so far the other way that they're going to say, okay, all right, we got this claim that all the Jews, we're going to kill the Jews, and we're going to give them living water and kill the Jews, and we're going to kill the gays, and we're going to the LGBTQRSDX, we're going to kill them too. We've had enough of this. We've heard enough about their bedroom activities. If you're going to have bedroom activities and you're going to talk about it, we're going to kill you. That's it. We're not going to have this no more. We're going to have the unrighteous moral majority. That's what we're going to be. We're going to be unrighteous. We've had enough righteous problems. We're going to be unrighteous.
So you're saying that it's going to switch to the normal people, and they're going to cancel everybody pretty brutally.
Correct.
Is what you're saying.
Correct. And that's what the Democrats are already saying. Says, you better watch it. That's MAGA crowd. Oh, this MAGA crowd. They're crazy. This MAGA people, they're crazy. Watch out, these MAGA people. And they're sitting here turning off gas, blowing up shit, letting everybody locking up the people that defend themselves, that somebody comes in to rob them and they kill somebody, put him in jail, and then the woman that stabbed him doesn't even put charges on her and put him in Rikers. That's normal. So then it's going to flip the other way, and it's going to be, now they drop the charges. So it's like, oh, okay. Well, I don't know. The other dude had $3.5 million, 186 pounds of pure fentanyl, and they let him off with on his own recognizance bond. Did he put him in jail? with that much fentanyl, did he put him in jail? That's extreme that way. So you're going to have extreme the other way. You see? And that's what's rubbing. That's what's happening.
Okay, Ion, you have all those people that go to the Trump rallies. They watch Tucker Carlson maybe every night come on with the latest scandal and outrage that he can't do anything about, but he just tells us and stuff to us to do something about the Biden corruption or something, or this Hunter
corruption.
Well,
he has that look. He has that puppy dog face where he tries to make a point, and he's glib. He says, well, that's okay if they kill people, isn't it? And he does the up talk. That's okay if they kill people, isn't it?
No,
that's
he doesn't
all right.
Say that.
He
didn't say
yes,
that.
Yes, he does.
So listen.
Yes, he does.
There's been lots of people, if they want to see it, there's been lots of cable shows pointing out what Mike Lindell is pointing out all the time and specializes in. So has there been grumbling in these people who go to Trump's rallies in their homes over the past year? What the hell's happened to this country? We're going to do something about this. Is that what's been a subculture of revenge growing?
It's not a subculture. It's the culture. It's the culture. And here's how you can tell. Here's the proof. You want proof in the pudding? Here's proof in the pudding. On The View, they came up there, and now the ladies of The View, they are now making these lambastic statements like, well, I didn't support Trump and defend Trump, and I'm not going to defend Biden. What? I didn't support or defend Trump, and I'm not going to support or defend Biden. That's what they're saying there. Because now, see, the barn door is officially open, Bob. The barn door is open, and the mule's out in the field now. Now, because they can't win. They're a handful of nothing. And it was running to a position where that became the normal. And that's what you've been complaining about for a little while, and it's what happened to the Drudge Report. There was nothing wrong with the Drudge Report. It was ridiculous, but it was in normal weather. It was okay. You'd read a little. All you did was took news stories and put them together to make it so you could just look at a thing and get some bylines. No problem. Till it turned into some heretic's recital. It was a heretic's recital. If you look at it now, it's ridiculous. So now it's swinging the other way, and that's refreshing, except for now you've poisoned the well. Everything's ruined. Everything is gone, and now you want to get back to good living and civilization. Doesn't work like that.
Are the view aware of this turn, and they're scared? So they're trying to claim they aren't who they are.
Oh, yeah, they're not. Yeah, Bill Getty, he's tore up. He don't know. Because they've run his thing. Nobody's listening anymore. The only way they even know that there is a show of The View is if they say some ridiculous little tip or a byline
like they did
that everybody then repeats, like they did today, that they repeat. And that's nobody sitting and watches The Goddamn View, because it's kind of like, I know what they're going to say. I know how you feel, whoopee. You don't got to tell me. I know how you feel. I don't need to listen to you. You'll know.
How does she feel about her
know.
Career? Does this bother her?
She doesn't
or is
she
so narcissistic and rich and doesn't care?
She doesn't have one. She's trying to be Barbara Walters. Barbara Walters went out with style. Barbara Walters went out with style. She was above it all, and she did right. She and Bill Getty, they did it right. And now she's trying to make a name, trying to make a she's trying to make a thing. And it's not working because nobody. Because now, see, she put her line in the sand. It started with Bill Cosby. Remember Bill Cosby? Bill Cosby, and they gave her hell for it. And then turned to find out he was let go. It wasn't a problem after all. He was blind in jail or something. And all of a sudden he was undone because it was not a problem. And they was all lying. And then she thinks she couldn't come back. After she says, "Come on, give it up, Bill. Give it up, Bill. You know you did it." Well, once you start making those edicts and those pronunciations, you can't come back because people remember. And they go, fuck you. It's like, I don't want to talk to you anymore. And that's what's happening.
Did Sidney Powell testify at the January 6th committee? Is that you, Carol?
Not yet.
Let me start. Okay. Because I thought they were quoting her, and I thought she testified. She didn't. Now, the headline today, everybody's waiting for – is she going to?
Well, she'd love to. She's got the goods. But I don't know if she wants the exposure because all those people that are there, they're not going to be in office in about 30 seconds. So why make it be a thing, you see?
Right. So, meanwhile, Bannon, he finally testified. And I see in Drudge, may not be accurate, but Drudge is saying he punked out. He didn't do anything. He didn't threaten anybody, or he didn't put out the goods that he claimed to have. Is that true, or did he tell a lot?
Mm-mm. He told it all, and they are squashing it just as fast and quick and hard as they can. They didn't even let Fox News have it. They closed the door. They said no.
And who's they? Who controls that?
Who owns Pelosi, Fox News? Who owns Fox News?
No, the Murdochs. So they don't.
Yep.
So they're stopping.
That's not true.
The pro-Trump.
That's not true.
The pro-Trump.
That's not true.
I know.
That's not true. BlackRock.
Someone else owns.
BlackRock owns it. BlackRock.
Okay.
It.
Is that publicly known?
Uh oh. Whoops.
Is that? We allow this out?
Hell yeah. You got to play something, Bob. Jesus, you can't live like this, Bob. It ain't no fun. If you keep the whole harem for yourself, you get bored. You got to let some of it out, Bob. You got to let some of it out.
Okay. So BlackRock does not want pro-Trump stuff out there. Bannon did the pro-Trump. And it's there. Yeah. People who saw it live, would they see it? Or
no.
Was it censored?
No. Yes, they did.
They did what?
Saw it. They saw it. They heard it. The words are there. It's been documented. And you'll do a FIFA, Freedom of Information later, when it's not redacted, and you can see the words that were said. But yeah, he blew it up, and he proved the point. That it was an inside job. The Democrats are who are responsible for January the 6th. And the problem is, and then they proved that, and then he also tipped the little hat that fucking Liz Cheney had information to that documentation and setting it up before the goddamn thing ever happened. Like, Who left the doors open? Who let the dogs out? Who left the goddamn doors open in the first place? They didn't break down every door. The doors was left open. Who left the doors open? Why was there nobody guarding the Capitol when they're in session doing the damn election shit? Why didn't the people that were protecting the representatives have bullets in their guns? They didn't have bullets in their guns. Why didn't they have bullets in their guns if they're pretending? They're waving guns, but nobody got shot. How does that work?
Is Lynn Cheney doing all this on behalf of her father?
Yeah.
Dick Cheney?
Yeah. They're mad.
Yes, because
They're mad with Lynn. They're mad because of the what happened to Halliburton. Halliburton got killed. Because what does Halliburton do? It supplies all the refineries parts. Remember those titanium fittings that JW is so fond of? They're the only place that has them.
When did they get killed? Years ago or during COVID?
When they stopped producing oil in the United States of fucked up America.
Under Biden?
Yeah.
Okay, recently. Not 1986, where Dick Cheney saw the light on the door, and he saw me and Opinel and said, uh-oh.
No.
You knew it was over in 86.
It was, and that's why he got out of the way. But now they're fucking up Compass Bank and Halliburton. But we weren't supposed to say that, probably. We don't care.
Yeah. This wouldn't be on the show, but...
Play it. No, you play it. You say these words.
No. This part. No. This.
Oh.
What you just said is going on. What I'm going to say. Is not
going
to be on. But the tech body. Tech body did it.
Yeah. Do tech body.
Right, because you have said that depending on aliens who are A2. They merged with B1, which is the tech body and the People magazine area. That's where the Pentagon is part of the information bullshit that the tech body's running. So, they whatever bullshit about the election, the Pentagon aliens are involved. But that's as far as we go on that. We know it's there, and that's that.
Mm-hmm.
And are they concerned about me meeting with the new aliens? I think you've said many times they are.
Von Dunn, Bobby Von Dunn, everything. You fucked up everything.
Right.
They've spent a millennia building this kingdom that they rule and reign. They've got their slaves. Slavery is alive. There's more slaves today than there ever was during before Reconstruction. For Pete's sake. People are more, they can't go, I can't buy gas, I can't go to work, I can't get a job, I can't get no food, I can't fuck who I want to, I can't do what I want to. I only get to eat what they let me have on my EBT card. I can't function otherwise. We've got more slaves now than you ever had, Bob. Slavery is more now than ever.
We don't play this part. That's alien talk.
Yeah,
we don't do
play that. No, you can play
the
slavery part.
Yeah.
You can play that. That's fine. Because what's happening is everybody's complaining about it. And now all the alphabet letters, everything that's a BLM or an ABT and a TBS and a SBD and a DDB or whatever those alphabets are, just alphabet people. Now they're all complaining that they want their rights. I want my lefts. I need all my lefts. I need my lefts. I'm tired of my rights. I give up on my rights.
The CIA wants their rights. Is that what you're saying? The CIA
Everybody,
wants their rights?
The alphabet people. Black Lives Matter.
Okay.
ABTs, the Panthers, the Black
the
Panthers.
The CIA. Those are people.
Yeah.
Those are people alphabets.
Yeah.
What about the CIA and the NSA? Are they screaming for their rights?
They certainly
are. Because
FBI.
I took it all away.
No, you didn't take it away. You exposed them.
Through the tech
That's
body.
The
tech body
Through
put
tech
my
body.
Stuff out there.
It's
yeah.
all leaked.
Okay.
It's all recorded. That's what we say to Roxy. All is recorded. And so it was.
Right. So listen to this.
They didn't like it. They didn't like it when they got to hearing their names on the tape.
Right. So listen to this. This is something in the world of fringe rumors. Some researchers in the UFOs and the secret government say that Obama.
Did you say secret?
Man,
did you say secret or solar? There's a difference.
Secret. Okay. If people out there who believe Obama in his early 20s or so went to Mars, And there's other people out there who say, yeah, I went to Mars. I was part of the MK Ultra, and they conditioned us or something. Now I'm just realizing, no, Obama and them didn't go to the Mars, but there is a Mars link to our world here through the aliens. They can go to Mars anytime
mm-hmm.
they want, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what they're confusing. They're seeing Obama
they like it.
And the secret.
They like it. And then what they'll do is they'll get somebody like an Obama or Shirley MacLaine. They'll pick a Shirley MacLaine who's a little bit sensitive, and then they blast
yeah.
them with this dab of information, and then they have pastoral regression, and then they find out that they didn't like their mother or something ridiculous, and then they found out that things were sticking probes in them and up their tutus and giving them coffee enemas. And you don't have anything against a coffee enema, but they're very offended by it when they say the aliens do it to them, Bob. I don't understand it. You know, the tequila helps in the enema, though. I'll give you that. I'll give you that one, though. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But then
yeah,
what
yeah.
happens is the basic position is that they are overcome with this place. They can't place
who,
it.
Sure.
I got the
Shirley
MacLaine
can't
Obamas.
Place it. You're talking about Shirley MacLaine.
Oh, yeah.
Can't place
right,
it.
Right. Correct. Mm-hmm.
Can't figure out what happened to them. To themselves,
and so and they can't and even they know what happened, so they're told or they're blasted by that repressed memory of it. Then they don't know what to do with it. And see, then they're wounded or they're hurt or they have PTSD or something. Carolyn used to make a tincture for.
Right. So the late Obama, who died when he was running for election in 2008,
mm-hmm.
The real Obama. So his doubles are saying this stuff, or who mm-hmm. Did Obama in 2008 get traumatized by this action that Shirley MacLaine went through due to the Pentagon aliens?
Yes.
Okay, can I play that part?
And you may, and Michael was very upset by it, too.
Right. There is no Michelle. There's no woman named Michelle Obama. No, there's someone named Michelle Obama, but there's no way that person is a transgendered or a woman. They're a man.
Well,
that's simple.
Now you're fucking up pronouns, Bob. She may be a chick, but she's got a dick. That's what you're trying to say. She's a chick with a dick. That's all you're trying to say.
And we don't mind. The dick, she was born with a dick. She didn't have it sewn on.
Correct. That's correct.
Okay. All right. So that explains a lot of that Albert guy, the friend of Jim George, Carolyn, Albert Wohl or something, he interviews these people who claim they went to Mars. But that's confusing the fact that there is communication between Mars and here via the aliens. So that explains that rumor. Okay, so Sidney Powell, we did her, Bannon. Okay, is Biden very sick today with COVID, you know, on the throes of demise? He is.
Yes.
So it's up in the air, depending on which way the script of Biden goes, whether he's going to not make it or not. There's many other factors in this, but he could not. He may not make this. Then, if he's gone, does Kamala become the first female president? Kamala Harris?
No.
That's not going to be allowed.
No. Oh, and here's the other part. You want to have some real fun since you're doing all this? Marion Shields Robinson left all of her money to Michael.
Who is Marion Shields Robinson?
That's supposedly Michelle Obama's mother. She just died.
Oh, and she left a whole bunch of money that she didn't have to Michelle.
Nope, there is no such person as Michelle. She left it to Michael.
but it doesn't say Michael in the documents? In the will?
Of course, in the will. Because she couldn't, there is no Michelle.
Right. So that will not be discovered.
Yeah, it's out there. You'll find it. It's out there. And she was a Shields. That's where she is. Marion Shields Robinson.
Mm-hmm. Was the woman who gave birth to a man named Michael who hooked up with Obama.
Who gave the money left the money to Michelle. The Light We Carry. That's her book. Book, Michelle Obama, The Light We Carry.
Right.
You should get that book. That'd be a nice, that'd give you some comic relief. That's the Democrats' last hope.
Yeah, this lady was wealthy or just normal middle-class wealth she left for?
Couple million. Well, she was wealthy till now. Now, Bob, you're even wealthy. Fuck. You're even wealthy. So I don't even know how you get that anymore. You know, $2 million ain't shit. Yeah, $2 million.
500 years ago, the Medici says, Mr. Orfanel gets no money from here on out. Right? That's, so I've been operating without money for a long time.
You said it was vulgar, so look what you're going to do.
So Biden doesn't have cancer. He does have a serious bout of COVID happening.
Mm-hmm.
And is this COVID? They're saying COVID spreading again in America. Is it a virulent kind?
Yeah, this is the BA. This is the remember the Three Stooges.
Yeah.
Remember when Ion would play the B A Bay B A B B I Bicky Bye B I Bo Bicky Bye Bo B A Bay Bicky Bye Bo.
Yeah.
That is the strains that you're running through in your COVID. That and the new polio.
Right. Not monkeypox.
Monkeypox is a symptom. Polio is the problem.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Next topic. Right. That reminds me, I heard that Justin Trudeau has a ridiculous hairstyle now. Let's just
He looks like Dumb and Dumber. The guy that played on Dumb and Dumber. He looks just exactly like that. He's trying to look like the Ralphie on Happy Days. Remember Ralphie on Happy Days?
I see.
With the Margaret Cunningham.
Okay, so Justin Trudeau is dead, demise. Mm-hmm. So this is a double. Mm-hmm. Did they have to get a new double to make that hair like this?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, this is double action going on here. Because the double couldn't have the normal hair that Trudeau's had for years. He couldn't get that effect. That would be he's not a clone, right? Not a clone, just a double.
No, no, it's just a double. There are some clones, but they got them behind the scenes. They use them for inside stuff.
Yeah, clones of Justin Trudeau. Mm-hmm. Right? Clones of Justin Trudeau.
Yes, but they don't ever put them on. They don't put them up front.
Right.
The clones can't quite keep up. Roosevelt had the same trouble.
He was cloned too?
As well. Mm-hmm.
Well, the aliens could do all this. Since they arrived in the 30s, they've been able to do all this stuff.
That's right.
Yeah.
No problem.
But the Trudeau's ex-wife, I don't know if they're divorced, she separated. Has she gotten more traumatized by what she knows, or has she just gotten used to it and she's not heard about it anymore?
She don't care. It doesn't matter. Who cares? They don't care.
What about her children?
What about her children? Is she claiming them now? There was a time she didn't even claim them, so I don't know.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
The Elvis actress, Shanka, played Big Mama Thornton, she's dead.
Uh-oh. She had her day in court and got famous, and then she died, right? She was complete.
44. Age 44.
Oh, man. She wasn't complete. Well, why'd she die? What'd she do to herself? Vaccination?
She's done. It was over. Too many things. Too many problems.
The movie didn't solve. Yeah, the movie, her having the role didn't solve her problem.
Correct. That's correct.
Right. Hey, Carolyn, did you ever discuss your hair with Ion? I don't recall.
Of course not.
Okay.
It's
all right.
Perfect. It's perfect. How could she discuss it? It's perfect. You crazy loon.
Right.
Crazy as a loon. So, yeah.
Right. Next topic.
The very idea. This is the woman who's going to decide what old folks' home you go into. This is who's going to decide what old folks' home you go into. You need to know that. You need to have a little bit of respect there because, goddamn, Bob, you're pushing 100 now. Honey, hold on. Don't do this.
I'm pushing 101, Ion. I did 100. I've been there, done that. So listen to this.
Stop it.
Don't do that.
Don't do what? Oh, you're...
Lost you.
No,
you
no,
lost
sound.
You. Now we got it. Okay.
Sound.
Now we had to fix it.
Yeah, sounds
plug
good.
The la-la. We had to plug the la-la. Go ahead. Now, never.
It's
sorry,
good.
Mom.
Okay, this past weekend, Hawaii had some of the biggest surf in 20 years or something.
Yeah.
And I wasn't aware that people were banned from going into the water on Sunday
right.
or Monday. I forget
right.
which day it was.
Right.
So I was in the water
right.
there, and
right.
big waves. That was fun. But then I'm over by
yeah.
the rocks, and I said, well, it's a little churned up here. It could be too much riptide. So I started to move out of that area, but I wasn't making any progress. So
mm-hmm.
I then said, well, breaststroke's not working. Let's try the crawl. And that really didn't move me. So I said, I'm not going to get back to the other end of Polo, so I'll just let the waves throw me on the sand. So I worked my way in and get on the sand. And this to walk left towards the left where my clothes are, way down the beach, is all sand's all gone. So I said, I can't walk. I got to go through the hotel, and that's all locked up. So I go up there, and I get a lady's attention. At first, she's ignoring me, and she... before she lets me in, she chews me out. Hey, you're not allowed to be in the water. It's illegal, blah, blah, blah. It's been banned and all this. What the hell are you doing? So
right.
it was presented to me that it was very serious, this wave action. And so
yeah.
she let me in, and I got down and went back, walked along the walk. So I got my stuff. And everything's okay. And I'm walking home saying, I probably would have fucking died if I or somebody or the aliens weren't watching me. Did it get serious?
Yeah.
Did I get in trouble there?
Yeah, you did. They almost took you. Hey, Bob. There was a two-story condo completely eviscerated and a wedding completely undone from those very same waves that you were in the damn water. We told the story like this. Everybody else was running for cover as the tsunami overwhelmed the fifth gate, and Bob runs to the damn ocean and jumps in. The one time he should have went to bed and went to sleep, he goes swimming. He goes body surfing. In 60-foot waves. It was pretty fun.
Now I remember on Sunday, I went in the water and no problem, and I went home. Then the next day is when I got in trouble, and that's when I talked to that couple, Carolyn, at the shower, and I was talking about my encounter with the mean person at the hotel or the condos. So that would be Monday, the second day. So I didn't go back on Tuesday, so I was being sober. Did the waves continue for a couple of more days after my dangerous
yeah.
day?
Yeah.
Right. I did see the footage of water coming over houses. Now, did the front part of a big wave hit the front of the house?
Yeah.
And we're seeing the splash that got past the house. The actual waves
yeah.
crashed into the front of the houses? Wow.
Yes, of course. That's right.
Okay, so what happened to me out there? How dangerous? What was my problem? That I would not be able to get out of where I was?
Trapped
in the water?
That's correct.
So what did you do to help me? You gave
throwed
me the
you
idea
back
to
with
just
the,
go in.
Throwed you back. You were stupidly trying to work your way back to Polo Beach, and there's nothing there.
Yeah.
So it's crazy. So, yeah.
Yeah, so... So I got the idea of just going straight in, let the waves push me in. And that idea you gave me, or you pushed me in?
We pushed you in.
Yeah. So when I was getting out of the water, and what struck me is that a couple of waves in the shallow part, just getting on near the beach, and these waves crash on me and hold me down. I said, oh, these are pretty powerful downward pulling waves. That was the dangerous
mm-hmm.
part, right? They would
correct.
Keep pounding
what you
on
call,
me.
What you call riptide, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't exactly riptide, but it was all kinds of churning and mixture and confusion. So at one point I looked up as it was coming out, and there was a woman standing up in the woods, and she was looking at me. I just didn't really stare at her, but I just got a vibe. She was concerned and watching to see if I'd survive. Was she some kind of watcher, alien or something, or you protecting
yes.
me?
Yes. Watcher, alien, and it might have been protecting you. It might have been going to cut your throat. They were after you, Bob. We keep trying to say we're working really hard trying to keep you fucking alive. You take it like it's a curt nothing thing. And it's like, okay, them pussies you out there chasing in the morning, the wee hours of the morning, what you going to do
yeah.
if they jump on you and claw your damn eyes out? You won't be dead, but
yeah.
you'll be blind. So who's going to regret? You think Karen's going to read Gravity's Rainbow to you this July? You think she's going to do that? Probably not. She's probably not going to do that. She's probably not going to do that once a year, whether you need it or not. So there's a lot of things that are going down that you got to be balanced. But see, here's the problem. You want to be involved in everything. Everything. You want to run everything. You want to control everything. But then you don't want to take responsibility for the thing that you're running. So then there's a culpable exposure that you put yourself out there. You're kind of like, I want to be Warren Buffett, goddammit. I want everybody to bow to me. But then when the stock goes down, they're going to point it, they're going to bump the gun at Warren Buffett, not at you. So it's like, now, wait a minute now. Easy. Just like Karen was going through it. Well, we can't say that. We'll corrupt your tape if we say that. We can't say that. We won't do that.
I'd be like the woman on The View. I'd say, I get Biden. I'm for
right.
The Cowboys.
Right. I'm in charge. I built this. It's all me. I run it. But I don't want to have anything to do with it. I built it. It's all mine. But I don't have anything to do with it. It's an incredible. It's like the facial book. It's like the facial book. It's an incredible waste of time. That's what this is.
Okay, so so that was a watcher, guardian, alien, or somebody who maybe wanted me to drown, was watching me, right? Because later, I get out to the beach and through the hotel, and I'm walking around the back pathway. And
After people screaming at you, why don't you scream back?
Yeah.
Bitch, I didn't know.
Yeah.
How was I supposed to know? Why are you jumping on me?
That's what
I
said. She says they said they put out the radio and email. I said, I don't have email. I don't have
said, you should have said. You should have said. I've been working on my non-physical, and next week we're going to work on PDFs. I don't have an email. I don't even know what it is. What is an email? I don't have that. I don't believe in emails.
DSP, buddy.
I'm a devout Christian. I'm a devout Herbert W. Armstrong Christian. I don't believe in miscegenation or emails. I don't believe it.
Okay, so I'm walking back, and I see the woman I suspect was the one looking at me, and she's there eating some ice cream or something on her bench with her back to me. She doesn't look back, and I'm wondering to say thank you to her or just acknowledge her, but I don't. And then I start thinking, no, that person's being a little purposefully not communicating to me. I was right. There was something suspicious about her watching.
Because if it was that serious and it was that bad, why in the hell did she open the door for you in the first place? If you were that out of bounds, why didn't you just leave me to die?
No, that's not the one. She's not the one who let me in. She's up in the hill watching on a bench. And that's the one I saw when I was coming out. But the one who let me into the place at first just walked by and maybe go into a pool, Karen says, there. And I said, hey. And I got her attention. She came over and explained my situation. She said, that's stupid. You shouldn't be out there. So I had to get scolded by her for a while. And then she let me in and walked me through the hotel. So that worked out. But I later thought about
condo
building. Yeah. It's where those pictures of me were taken from me swimming in the water. Okay. So so it was a lot more dramatic than I realized, but it's good that I go around like Mr. Magoo. I'm not been worrying about these things. Nothing's going to happen to me.
That's right.
I'm always saying,
that's
Bob
right.
wins. No matter what, Bob wins.
That's
I
right.
work with
so
that
far.
Idea.
So
yeah,
if you can keep that mint going, roll with it, Bob. It's a good mint. You can keep it going. That's good. It's going to work great, but don't.
Right. What's mint? M-I-N-T. It's a good
mint. Like a mouth freshener. You pop that. You know, Carolyn eats
cloves.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. It's a good mint.
Carolyn eats cloves. It's a good mint. It's a good mint.
Okay. So was all that surf out to get me? Did they whip it up to get me?
Yes, if they could.
Are they mad?
Bob, God damn, are they mad? What the hell? Come on now, stop.
What?
Don't
are they
stop.
Mad? I don't care about what race.
Two goddamn legions of angels would do anything to get the blood out of your gut. You would have a bowel
But they don't
reception.
Know where I am. They don't know where
well,
I am.
But you're asking, are they mad? Yes, Bob, they're mad. You're making progress. You've turned out. You've now exposed poor George Soros. He didn't do nothing to nobody. Now you've exposed George Soros, the biggest baddie of all the baddies that was ever a baddie. He took Jew money from the Jews, for God's sake. You can't get worse than that. How do you get away stealing Jew money from the Jews? That's the worst thing you can do.
And so, that's right.
There you go.
Right.
There you go. Here you go. Talking shit, and you try to, you just dance around and say, yeah, here I am. Yeah, here I am. Yeah, here I am. It's like, oh, my God. And they get close, and other people lose their lives, and weddings are destroyed, and lives are eviscerated because of you running around showing your damn ass. You showing your damn ass. And there it goes again. And then you go, well, they weren't after me, were they? Well, who the fuck you think they were after if they weren't after you?
Okay.
Karen moves heaven and earth, day and night, night and day, trying to keep a safe place so that you don't get taken over while you're nodding in your chair and trying to keep everything together. And then you run around here and go and say, oh, I'm so good. Hey, I'm having a tsunami. I'm going to the beach. It's our bomb.
I walked into the water, Karen. I noticed there was nobody in the water. But no, there were a couple of surfers down there. Eventually, I found surfers. And they stayed in there. They could handle it. So, Ian, was I smart not to go back on the third day, Tuesday? That they would have got me that day, right?
Correct, likely. And thank goodness that you weren't trying to show anything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the reason I didn't go back Tuesday is we had a show on Tuesday, I think.
Right.
Did we have a Tuesday show this week? No, we didn't.
No, it was last week. You were getting ready for
we didn't have a show. Yeah, this is just 2 days ago.
Right, you're getting ready for Fuck You University. You were getting ready for Fuck You University.
No, I was taking advantage of my free time to get other things done, stuff that you don't respect, other projects.
Oh, yeah, we don't respect.
For other cults.
Your other,
for
his important, Carolyn, his important work, not anything to do with us. He's working on his important business. His important business adventures, right?
Yeah.
Not us.
And
not
your,
us.
And your
we're
project
a sidebar.
Is coming up for review in a couple of weeks. We're
We have to cut back on the project.
We got to hunker
down.
Yeah,
there better be, a program. There better be a program. There better be a program. It's like, well, we can't fire him, but we can sell non-physical. That's what we'll do. We'll sell it. And we can't. Slaves have to be sold. They can't be bought. They have to be sold. That's how it goes.
Right. And when you mentioned the slavery that the aliens have, you just talk about the average working stiff and their present living conditions. That's slavery. They're not working on plantations. They're just living in America, and that's a slave.
What do you call Long Island if it's not a plantation?
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. I think that's it on that topic. Now, the next interesting point is...
That was a hoot nanny, too, by the way. That was a good one, Bob.
I mean, about my near death in the beach?
Yeah. Near life. Your near life experience, yeah.
I have to say, Carolyn told me not to go to the beach that day, Carolyn. You told me not to go. She knew.
Mm.
Yeah, but I said, nah, it's not a problem. That was a nice drama, too. I got to flow up over big waves.
Till somebody takes the key out of his shoe, and then what are you going to do? Then what are you going to do?
Okay. There's this. Do you know who Stuart Brand is? Does that mean anything to you, that name? B-R-A-N-D, Stuart Brand.
Not specifically. Why?
You don't get anything about him right away. I'll have to give you some more
information. Well, he's ridiculous. He's ridiculous. He's supposed to be some writer.
Yes.
This whole earth crap. The whole,
Very good.
Crap. Stupid.
Okay. I'm reading a book about how Stuart Brand brought in the whole earth catalog. It made people go back to the land, a few people go back and make communes, but he was interested in cybernetics, so he was keeping up on the digital technology of the late 60s, early 70s. So he popularized it a bit through his magazine, which wasn't that a big seller. It was a fringe thing. It did get a National Book Award thing in 72 or so. Anyway,
he goes on
to be part of every scene. He comes out of the Army. He's a photographer in the Army, and there's a picture of him in Kennedy's office taking a picture of Kennedy for the Army. So he met Kennedy. He's just a young guy. And he gets out of the army, and he goes into the New York art scene, and he meets Gerd Stern, the guy who you found the secret missing Jack Kerouac, Neil Cassidy letter, and all that stuff that got Gerd going. Well, Gerd was involved heavily in the New York art scene. So he met Gerd. Gerd introduces him to all these people. So Stewart goes on to be a member of Ken Kesey's Merry Pranksters in 64, that trip across America in the psychedelic bus. He goes on to be at the Trips Festival, running that those LSD festivals in 65 and 66. Then he is videotaping Douglas Engelbart, I think that's his name, the guy who pretty well got the mouse going, moved the computer, the first steps to getting a personal computer being made. And he was there videotaping it. He was part of the scene. And then he made the whole Earth catalog, and he put out the photo of the Earth from the moon. That made him a bit more famous. And
you're talking about the salt summaries. You're talking about the salt summaries and the long nail. Why? Okay. What's
yes,
the point?
That's right. The long nail. I don't know what's the salt summaries. I don't know that phrase.
That's the newest thing out.
Okay, so he's been part of every scene all the way through. Even up to, he wrote a book on the Media Lab, MIT's Media Lab, which was a big influence on Don Thiel.
That's the whole Earth discipline.
Well, this book, this journalist, now a professor at Stanford, his thesis is that Stewart Brand is the ground to everything that's happened since the 60s that led to the personal computer revolution of the 80s and 90s. And then he created the
whole Earth discipline, Bob. Come on now, keep up.
Yeah, and they created a famous forum, Well, it was called, the first on internet conferencing. And then he set up the global
forum.
Yeah, first forum.
Forum.
And then
forum.
He set up the Global Business Network. So he was consulting to all the big boys, AT&T in the 90s. And he's still going strong. He's still always involved with something. So I began to think, okay, we know that the aliens, the Pentagon aliens, were working with corporations and bringing in the whole digital world. All the computer stuff comes ultimately from the aliens. So there must have been aliens around Stewart Brand, or he's an alien.
He's an alien.
What can you tell us?
That was exposed from the Hackers Conference in 1984 and the Global Business Network in 88. He was interacting.
Yeah.
And trying to set up his whole media lab. That's cybernetic frontier. The two cybernetic frontiers. And what happens is you come into a place he's trying to say, y'all don't understand. We got this. We're going to help you. We appreciate you. I've created this. I've done this. I have found things. I know things. I'm going to give you the tools, the ideas, the books, the people. And I'm going to lend it all and purvey it to you in such a way that you can embrace it very easily so you can go to slide it down your throat hole without much travail, basically.
That's it. Yeah, and Carol's now reading the book on him, so that's a new angle to read it from. But what Ian's pointing out is completely accurate, Carol, the dates and names of conferences and that. That's what's in the book, Carol, which you'll be reading about. So he's an alien. Is he a part of the Pentagon alien network that came over with the Nazis?
He was. He was.
So, and now, you know, Walter Bohr, everybody knew Stewart Brand.
The Science Chronicles. Mark Tersette. He's also an alien.
Right. So is Stewart part, is he a liaison for the actual aliens who have the technology and are giving it to Lockheed Martin, whatever? Whatever big corporations were using it. Is he a mediator of that, or he's not aware of that? Or is he a low guy on the totem pole?
Well, okay, they've all synced up and they're starting to pitch and catch their own bylines. You got Richard Rhodes, you got Matt Ridley, Wade Davis, Larry Brilliant, Brian Eno. They're all trying to feed over into themselves to say, oh, yes, this is wonderful. Oh, yes, he's a great one. It's kind of like, what's his name? It comes on at 9 o'clock. The great American, great American, the one that talks about Uranium One that you think so much of. Sean Hannity. Yeah, he's a great American. Oh, yeah, he's a great American. Oh, yeah, he's a great American. That bullshit with James Lovelock and Edward Wilson. It's crazy.
Right. The sociobiology is Edward Wilson. So all those people They're not. Are you naming aliens there? Those guys are all aliens.
Except for Ian McEwen. He's not an alien. He's just an asshole.
Right. There's an important guy behind the scenes, Lawrence Wilkinson. I think I got his name right. Mm-hmm. Is he an alien?
He is, and Paul Hawken is also.
Oh yeah. What about Peter Schwartz?
No, he's human. He's just been affected. And the MK Ultra would call him he is the ardent product of the hive mind.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
He's been affluenced. The influence has affluenced him. Or maybe the
well, he interfaces with the human.
Him. Maybe that's what it is. Yeah.
You got to have a human interfacing with the humans. You can't have Stewart or aliens there all the time talking to humans. So
I don't
so
know.
They, even though
I
they
don't
do.
Know. I don't know. They got people talking to us now, trying to tell us stuff that don't make no sense. And you look at them, and their eyes don't meet, and their ears don't touch, and their doe face doesn't tuck into their brassieres, and they're boys with tits, and then girls with no tits, and chicks with dicks, and all kind of crazy stuff. And then the big station is you got this lucid big picture put together. And you got to figure out the difference between wisdom and optimism because you're all fucked and ugly. And just so you know, grow up, greens. Y'all need to get the Green New Deal. Grow up, greens. Let's get something going on.
Yeah, so you're saying that a lot of the transgenders are aliens?
Some are. They're easy. And they're
right.
Having everything. No, stop. Don't be careful. Karen will cut you off. Do not do that. Be soft. Look. All they're trying to do is they're taking a tiny percentage. This is 1% of the population. Who gives a fuck? You
I know.
Who
it
you
makes a big deal
with.
About
nobody
it.
Nobody cares.
Yeah,
why
that.
Make a big deal? Yeah. So now everything is a big deal. And the reason it's a big deal is because, well, I'm green. I'm Martian. I'm green. What you got against green people?
Oh, the green.
Why you
got to get? Becoming green. Mm-hmm. That's the alien
green.
Code word. And
green.
What is my color, Carolyn? Green. I've always favored green.
Well, yeah, whatever.
Different.
Whatever. That's
because
right.
I
guess it came out of the ass of a jackal, so I guess it's the Science
the
Chronicles,
Bob. Man.
It's the Science Chronicles
Bob.
All over again. All over again.
Oh,
okay. So now. So now what that point is trying to make everybody be, quote, aware. If you're aware, then you will be comfortable to not worry about pronouns. What about pronouns? Who cares about pronouns? Oh, I'm sorry, I used the wrong pronoun. You're a bitch. That's the wrong pronoun. You're a bitch. You're not a he, she, him, shit. You're a bitch. That's what you are. I'll call you right. I'll call it right. It won't be a problem. It'll be all right. You're a bitch. That's what I'll do. So these pronouns are trying to make everybody to be sensitive to that juxtaposable, juxtaposable position of what you are. That's kind of fun. But now you get to decide what you are. Whatever that means. And we're not mad about that, but we're just saying this is why this is being dropped into your Lapa-Palooza plate.
Yeah, yeah.
Socioeconomic strata that allows you to be inclusive of things that may or may not be human. Oh, I'm not human.
So that's the preparation. So you're saying that the aliens want us to wake up or become woke and
be exposed so it won't be odd. It won't be odd. Well, I have three arms. What do you got against people with three arms? Fucking bigot. What, you going to cut my goddamn arm off? Oh, I got three arms. You going to cut my arm off? Is that how I'm supposed to fit into your world? This ain't your world, bitch. This ain't your world. You don't run this. You don't run nothing. We got this. Everybody's sitting getting shot down. If you don't have three arms, you finna leave this world. That's what you finna do. We gonna have three arms only. Nothing else. Just three arms. That's it. We can masturbate until we get tired. We can masturbate till we get tired. We got three arms. We can go at it. Go at it hard. We can get it loved up. You see how now that sounds silly, but that's if you look at it from a broad perspective. If you take a high potency antibiotic. Ooh, we said the A word. Antibiotic. You take broad spectrum antibiotic, it covers everything, and that sort of fits the mold of what's being presented to say, if you don't think the way we're thinking you should think, then we don't think you have the ability to think. That's what they're saying.
So
that's what they're saying.
It's all a plan for the post Bob press conference to get used to the
Correct.
Enemy, for God's sake.
Correct.
Bob's working
Correct.
With a transgender.
Everybody be scared. I mean, everybody's being scared to death to use any pronoun. Fuck pronoun. I don't use no pronoun. Fuck it. I don't know what you are. I don't know what you are. And I may want. And excuse me, ma'am, sir, you, them, they, us, I. We may want to sleep with you. What exactly do you identify as so I can decide if I want to sleep with you or not? Maybe that's the way to do it. It's kind of fun.
So are they going to have washrooms where humans are not allowed in the trans, the alien washrooms, or they're allowed to mix?
No. No. There won't be any washrooms, Bob. They're all there in New York City. They closed all the washrooms. People just shat on the street. They have websites. They have websites now to tell you where the defecation is on the street that locates where defecation is. No, I'm not joking.
Okay.
You can look it up. You can look
yeah,
it
yeah.
up.
Yeah,
I guess there's an
no,
app.
The important insight, this is a big insight for the whole world. We need to have a press conference on this. This whole transgender is just the, and you did say the other day somewhere, as I heard you say, you think it's weird today, wait, you see what's coming. Well, that's the
yeah.
in, the mixture with the aliens. When the aliens
sure.
are part of our social milieu,
sure.
We'll accept them, Carolyn. Transgender, that doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's whether you're human or not, Carolyn. That's
well,
the issue.
It's kind of like, it's like the bathrooms. It's like the bathrooms where you have these different kind of bathrooms. Well, who's going to check to see if you got a penis or a vagina? Who's going to check you before you go into the bathroom? Who's going to see what you are? Who cares? But, I mean, we're going to have the Peter police just check on you to see if you can go to this bathroom or that bathroom or what you are. How's that going to work? So after a little bit, it's like, well, who cares? It is what it is. You're going to go pee or poop or whatever you're going to do. Don't wash
gotcha,
your face.
Gotcha.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
don't
yeah.
do that. So,
here's the important point, Kim. That explains why they had the transgender festival on the White House lawn the other day.
Mm-hmm.
They're all aliens.
Him,
who
her,
are over the
he,
White House,
them,
you know?
Her, she, they. You got to watch your workplace pronouns. That's right.
Okay, all right. Because the aliens are taking over all the key jobs, so you have to address them properly.
She, he, they. Mm-hmm.
They're not the 1%, 4% you're talking about. They may
well,
be only 1% of the population, but they're
yeah.
in charge.
Yeah, we're negotiating,
yeah.
aren't we? Now we're negotiating.
So that you talk about JFK, President John Kennedy coming back. It's going to be a clone that they bring back. They can bring back anybody. Hitler, whatever,
okay.
because they got clones. So
okay.
the actual President Kennedy did get shot and died, transitioned.
Well,
they cloned him before he did.
No, the one that got shot and died was the clone. The real one just died a year and a half ago.
So they put a clone in the car that day, November 22nd?
Yep, there was two other attempts that they put clones in too, but it didn't go down right. Dee Dee Plaza was the deal breaker.
Third. Yeah, they did it in Miami. They were going to do it in Miami, and they did it or didn't do it. I can't remember. And they
it
tried
didn't
it
work.
In Chicago.
That's correct.
Yeah. So
Chicago,
and Lee Harvey Oswald, he didn't even make the team in those first two. They used him
That's
in the
correct.
Third one.
That's correct.
Was he
it
an alien?
John, no. He was regular. He
yeah.
was regular. He was just a stand-in to try to pull
yeah.
it off. He wasn't. He's a human. But he wasn't from this world. That's why you, Jack Ruby, had to kill him.
Right. I had to kill him. So, okay. This alien history we're revealing today, and naming Stuart Brand, will this come out of, well, we're putting it out, but will Wolf Blitzer have to acknowledge this, and Sean Hannity at some point, or is this never going to be really talked about for 100 years?
No,
how
it's talked about now.
Rate.
It's being alluded to now. Alluded to.
Yeah.
It's allegory. It's allegory and rhythm. Nobody listens until they have to. Nobody says anything until there's nothing else to listen to. But now when Joe Rogan has some down his throat, you won't care what he has to say. See? But now look at Joe Rogan as an example. Look how his je ne sais quoi has lost a little zavron. The Zavron has fell away a bit because now what's happening
is
he can't get crazy enough because everything is crazy. So he can't say crazy because he can say, bitch, punk, shit, ass, whore, bitch, shit, fuck you, damn
yeah.
bitch. Maybe that's his byline or something, so people will listen to him. Bud Joe's really on point. He's really tearing it up now. After a little while, it's like there's nothing to really talk about. There's nothing to talk about. It's like, yeah. Oh, yeah, look at that cervix. Ooh, I've never seen a cervix look like that. Now it's hot. Oh, that's hot. That cervix is hot. What's he going to talk about? What's he going to say? It's too much.
Where are the other Cameron ones we're listening to? They can't keep up with us, right?
They've overstepped their condition. They've overstepped their condition. And Carolyn's right. It doesn't matter. She would say quick. She's quick to tell you. She didn't make any difference to her. But they've overstepped their condition. So there's no way they could ever keep up with it because they've overstepped it already. So even if they're right and even if they win, it's not enough. I won. What? Nothing left. Fuck.
Not enough.
I won every lottery, but that's right. The day before, somebody else won all the lotteries, so I got $3. I spent $28, and I won the jumbo bet, the jumbo jet. I won the jumbo jet. Well, I got the grand prize. It's $3. Oh, okay. Well, great. We got it. We're doing good now.
Okay, so what I see from this is that when I'm operating out of the bunker and broadcasting on the monolith, I'm going to be huge. I'm going to be the only show listening to it. They're the only one.
Damn.
No one will be able to keep up with it. We'll keep the leading edge.
Damn, Karen. Listen to him bragging. Is he bragging or complaining?
Yeah.
Listen to him. He's
No. I'm running it forward, proposing it. Is that likely to happen? We'll be coming.
You're the only
show.
You are already the only game. You're the only game in town now. But
that's right.
We can't seem to convince you of. Well, you know that, but you don't know that because you keep trying to pimp. You keep pimping, trying to get some action. It's like, Bob, everybody's sleeping with you now. You don't need to pimp for action. Just go with it. Oh no, I'm gonna get. If I can't get 7 followers on my Facebook page, fuck that. No, I need 7 followers or I ain't playing. It ain't right. This is ridiculous.
Okay, how many people heard at different times, archived, live, last Saturday's show?
A lot. Bob, I got a newsflash for you. You want to know the newsflash? You want to know the newsflash?
Yep.
Magnesium Remag does not taste good.
All right. That's
Okay, good. Yeah. Yummy. Okay, good.
Okay.
Now we got that out of the way.
How many millions have brought this the
don't play
Saturday
that.
Show?
Don't play that, Bob.
What, about him gagging on Remake?
Yeah, don't play that. It's
Thank
not
you,
good
Karen.
Advertising.
No.
Yeah.
No,
that's
you can
right.
say it. You can say it. Here, you got to follow. If you're going to do that, if you do play it, you have to add this to it. It says, now, if you follow the rules the way you're supposed to take it, it tastes delicious. With the berry powder and the water and all the things and divide it up. But if you hammer it like a bad habit, like a single malt scotch, of course it's gonna be a little stronger than you're used to. So if you do it like that, you expect it that way, right? That's the way it feels.
You like
right.
that, Carolyn? Can
That's
we play
right.
all that?
You can. That'll reinforce the berry powder for the taste.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it'll show you how immature Ion is. It's a blow
right.
against
Well, we just, they just won't. He won't. JW just won't follow the rules. He just won't do it.
Yeah.
He's gonna do it his way. He's gonna do it his way. As long as there's Remag to gag, if there's Remag to gag, let it go. It's good because it's working good for him.
Right. All right. So, so millions are processing our shows, right? Millions of people in other worlds.
Least. And
so
they're even
we
more
the
so,
show.
And even more so, and even more so now because, seeing some, you're the byline. You become the ABC News or what they call Dateline. You become that because they follow you for an edict, trying to get an insight of how to do and what to do. And then your style and fashion is good. You used to have a fashion segment, but you kind of let that go to hell. Sad about that.
Yeah.
Sad about that.
Yeah.
But it used to be good when it was, and then we kind of go back from there. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Maybe we'll have Jermaine do it occasionally. It's but she doesn't do fashion any. Maybe she's not up on it. We'll have to ask her.
Oh, she's up on it. Yeah. any human being that takes them 2 hours and 15 minutes to put their face on, they do fashion, Bob. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
They got it.
So we are the biggest show, and no one can keep up with us. So we actually, everybody becomes weird doing step downs of what we say. They moderate
now, they'll pop a line. You'll say something clever, which is rare. We'll give you that. It's rare. You say something clever.
Yeah.
It's rare. And then we respond to it, and it becomes the epiphany du jour. And then everybody runs with the byline. The next thing you know, everybody's talking about mRNA, mRNA, mRNA. Oh, it's all about mRNA. I know about mRNA. Oh, no, you don't understand. It's mRNA. That's what it is. Oh, my God. The secret of life is mRNA. Oh, that's what's in the back. No wonder everybody's safe. Oh, wait, people died. Uh-oh. Wait, people died from the vaccination? What? mRNA. Wait, no, Carolyn did mRNA. No, wait, Carolyn did RNA. No, DNA, RNA. We don't know, but a lot of people died. That's all we know. That's all we know for sure. So they're very upset about it.
The Media Lab with Negroponte was the guy's last name. I actually met him at the coach of Negroponte.
Bob, what? This is a family show. You can't play that. You can't. Yeah. That's a family show. You can't say that.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
You're the one that's hearing it wrong. But listen to this. So the Media Lab is run like CERN by aliens, Pentagon aliens? The Media Lab at MIT?
Yes. Good.
Well, Jesus, if Stewart is writing a book about it, he's a PR person and he's an alien himself. So it's an inside job completely. Which is the theme of this book, and if anybody's interested, it's called From Counterculture to Cyberculture. Let me just check that.
Well
from,
duh. Look at that.
From Counterculture to Cyberculture.
Yeah, look at that topic and see if it doesn't apply for Pete's sake. You don't have to tell them that, Bob. Anybody can look at that and know that, Pete's sake.
Okay, so it's subtitled Stewart Brand, The Whole Earth Network, and the Rise of Digital Utopianism by Fred Turner, a professor at Stanford University and a former journalist in Boston. So and he did another book called, I think it's called The Democratic Surround, which is about the 30s and 40s. Margaret Mead and Gregory Bates and those guys. They were the early.
Gregory Bates. They were the early days.
So they were the early version of Stewart Brand. That's the thesis. That that the inspiration of the counterculture and the back to land people and the whole catalog actually was a redoing, like my chart says. This book supports and validates my chart. Because I'm talking about reclaiming the 20th.
The holy orifices. That's right.
Zappa replays Wyndham Lewis, you know. So the so this book, what am I saying, this book? It's
Proust.
About what went on in the 20s and 30s.
Someone undid Proust before it was over with, right?
yeah. So he never made the cut. He tried to get on my chart, but I wouldn't have it. The thing is that in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, or 30s and 40s, Norbert Wiener and other early cybernetic people, they were philosophical anarchists or decentralists or radicals. So Stewart Brand was replaying them.
Bunch
but Stewart
words.
Brand, Stewart Brand, he's apparently 83 years old, but how old is he really if he's an alien? He doesn't have an age,
he's
right?
He's old. He's old. Like a what you call 173, about 173, give or take.
But aliens can live a long time anyways?
No, they understand there is no time, so they don't gauge it that way.
But they're around. So Stewart Brand, was he in Nazi Germany? Was he hanging out there?
Sure. Auschwitz.
So that movie by Woody Allen, Zelig, Z-E-L-I-G, Stewart Brand's like a Zelig or Forrest Gump. And CBC interviewed Stewart Brand about a year ago, and they called him a Forrest Gump of everything. You know, he shows up everywhere. Yeah. But now we know why. What do you think of that, people? And now Gert Stern would be quite shocked.
That's the HMS Pinafore, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's Johnny Depp land, you know, the pirates and that. Mm-hmm. But the so Gerd Stern would be quite shocked if I told him his buddy Stuart Brand was an alien. Could he take that?
Stuart,
take that?
You want us to tell him we can put it in a dream, and you'd say, when you tell him,
yeah.
Oh, but I had a dream about that. I can't believe it. That's uncanny. It's uncanny that you would tell me what I had a dream about. That's insane.
Yeah. Let's see if he laughs at this one. He laughed when he found out they discovered his letter, thanks to you, the letter that they accused him of losing, and Neil Cassidy to Jack Kerouac. Well, maybe he laughed for 5 minutes. The person told him, retailed that he was an incredible laugh. Will he laugh when I tell him about Stuart Brand? Well, what about their buddy, Joe Rossman?
He'll be taken aback. He won't laugh. He'll be taken aback.
And he'll think I've gone too far again.
Well, how's that different than any other opinion he's ever formed for you or against you?
That's right. So between Gerd Stern and Stuart Brand is John Brockman, who is a major literary agent in New York and made a lot of people famous.
Well, kind of a has-been now.
Yes, yeah. But... And his last flash was he was supported by Jeffrey Epstein. Brockman put on all these science conferences that Epstein paid for, so that didn't look good. But the was Epstein an alien? Aha! Hey, Bernie Madoff, alien. What do you think?
Bernie was an alien.
Go with that?
Who else would be a run a Ponzi scheme for 30 years?
Yes.
How do you run a Ponzi scheme for 30 years? It's longer. Bernie's Ponzi scheme lasted longer than Social Security. It was great. So, yeah, it was insane and crazy. Because otherwise, why would you agree to go to federal penitentiary and die, quote, in federal penitentiary? And guess what job they give you in the federal penitentiary? You're running the commissary. You get to run the only business in prison. It's good.
So he's
in charge of the commissary at Butner. In North Carolina.
Would he go walk into the warden's office and suddenly reveal his skeleton green physiognomy underneath his human cover?
No, Bob, you got this all wrong. It doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. He was just happy. He got free health care, free food, free everything. Everything was taken care of. What is it? Carolyn says, if we have to go to jail, we'll just go dancing around. We'll be dancing. We'll just have a big time. It won't be a problem. It'll be all right. That's what Carolyn says. You know that. So he just went with it. It's like, okay, this is fun. I'm in prison, but I've got protection. I don't have to worry no more. I'm good. Y'all got it.
Yeah.
Do what you do.
Is John Brockman, he's a has-been, but is he an alien? No, he would be a has-been if he was an alien, right?
Well, that's right. That's right. He's passed. He just got, what they do is they have these, do you know vampires, Bob? You know vampires?
Yeah.
Okay. Vampires have the ability or capacity to call glamour, to glamour someone.
Yeah,
that means
yeah.
they say stuff, and then you adapt that persona or position in your genre world or place. You see, so they have the ability to be glamored, and when that happens, then it's like, oh, okay. So they feel that way, and you'll argue with them, but they say, no. I saw it with my. I don't believe you. I believe my lying eyes. That's what I believe. My lying eyes.
You're not talking about erasing the mind of a human after they've been abducted.
It's not erasing it. Glamoring gives them a new perspective of what is reality or what reality
and
looks
that
like,
to
feels
John
like,
Brockman.
Feels like. That's
that
correct.
John Brockman.
Very,
that's what happened.
Correct.
He's a dull business guy when he met Gerd and Stuart Brand.
Then all of a sudden becomes this Adonis person. It's like, who the fuck is this? Go away.
Yeah. And they put his head or face on the cover, on the poster for the Monkees movie in 1968 called Head, H-E-A-D. It's a joke. They put John, this dull guy, John Brockman's face on the poster. But he became very charismatic.
Isn't that what they did with you with the Church of the Subgenius, Bob? When they put your face up there with a little pipe. You would never suck on a pipe. Now, you're a penis.
No.
You might suck on a penis, but you wouldn't suck on a pipe. You wouldn't suck
That's
on
right.
a pipe. That's ridiculous.
Now, what was I? Oh, yeah. So Brockman goes on, and he's hanging out with another one of the Earth Network, the Esalen Institute. Michael Murphy runs it. And he had debates with William Irwin Thompson at Esalen. Mm-hmm. John Brockman did. And then he became his agent, Thompson's agent. So Thompson was not an alien, was he? Maybe this explains a lot if he was. No, he wasn't. Okay.
No.
He's going too
far. He was sensitive to it, and he followed them. Meaning he followed them to a position to say, okay, this is interesting. Let's get to this. I don't know. I can't put my finger on it, but let's go. Well, you know this.
He had a good eye for the worthy quadrants. Yeah, listen, he had a good eye. Thompson had a good eye for worthy edgy stuff, and he'd be good on explaining the edginess world.
It's called sketchy. It's not really applied, but it's sort of okay. It's almost true. It might be. In some factions, it might be alluded. The allegory might conclude that there is a bit of a parse of truth in this
That's Open L. If anybody is sketchy, he's the king of the sketchies. It's Open L.
Agreed. I just don't know how survived you. I don't know how Carolyn has survived you. That's the... We're not sure how Carolyn has survived.
Yeah, how she did.
So far. It's early.
Is Carolyn an alien? No, she's not an alien.
No, she's just hot. Carolyn's just hot. That's
all. Okay, so... was Terrence McKenna an alien?
No, he's not even human. He's out somewhere out there in... He's like Will Robinson. He's out there in space somewhere.
But he's not human. But he's not an alien.
Right.
So he's more like a vampire, a demon, or a ghost.
Watcher. You're a watcher.
Okay. All right. So I think.
Okay. What else you got left?
Move away from that topic. All right. Now, what is the actual setup of Swift Transfers, and the secret or the corporate one is called ABA Swift Transfers, right?
Yeah, no, just ABA. ABA.
Okay.
Not
Transfers.
Swift,
ABA
gone.
Transfers.
ABA.
Right.
So Swift went out of business after 2009 when Obama messed it all up. That was when Ben Bernanke was shooting the hooch. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the ABA transfers are still going.
That's the old telex, yes, Bob. Mm-hmm.
And they're still going, but there's no money to be transferred anymore.
Well, no, what happens is, okay, you got money in England, and you have a tuppence in England, and you want to send it to Hawaii. Okay, what happens is, you, Bob, go to your little bank, First National Bank in bumfuck Egypt, and you say, I would like to send a tuppence to England. Well, they don't mail the money to England. They let that money sit there, and then somebody over there that has a tuppence that they want to send to Hawaii, they send it, and they basically, your tuppence goes back to you from them, and their tuppence goes to them over there. The money never moves. It just goes from one account to another account. That's the digital position. That's the digital position. Now, here's what happens. When it gets messed up, meaning when the values go awry, now we have a problem because the amount of money is the same. See, Carolyn sells products for X number of dollars, and that's what the dollars are. If they're paying in New Zealand, they have to pay U.S. currency for the dollars. But those monies have to stack up, which then causes a drag on the whole position. So now New Zealand has to borrow money on the short term to collect the rest of the money to be able to settle. All accounts are settled at the end of the day to settle Dr. Dean's account. But in reality, all they're doing is they're just giving her numbers, credits in her account so that she doesn't care. Because why does she care? She wouldn't know the difference as long as the money's in the account. Are these available funds, yes or no? These available? Okay. Then let's go with it if it's available. Good.
Awesome. Okay. But what that you explained the way ABA transfers were, there's a bottleneck there now?
The way they work, there is. That's what the only thing going now. The only thing that you've moved into the, well, we can't talk about this. What are you talking about, Bob? We can't say this. You lost your damn mind. Change the subject.
All
we
right.
can't say we can't say that the only thing moving right now is through Kuala Lumpur. How are we going to say that? You can't say that, Bob. That's crazy. You lost your mind.
So don't play that part.
Well, we kind of let it out, so you might as well.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
But don't say no more. Don't say no more.
Right.
We're gonna give it to them. We're gonna tease them. If we're gonna tease them, we at least they're gonna get their dick wet. That's the least we can do, get their dick wet, right?
Right. So the 59 minutes, Michael says, he's asking about the toroidal field. He says, is the part of us that is light?
What? The toroidal field? What the hell are you talking about? Toroidal? What the fuck is
that? I don't know. I have it on my chart.
Toroidal?
Toroidal. Toady.
Carolyn, what does that mean in Latin? What does that mean in Latin? Bob's speaking unknown tongues. What is that?
That's not the
toroidal. Toroidal?
Yeah, toroidal.
Toroidal.
the royal castle, the royal family. Okay, so listen to this. He's asking about the toroidal field, or maybe that comes from torus, T-O-R-U-S. He says, is the part of us that is light resemble a toroidal field? You said, Ion said, no. The toroidal field, then there's a pause, and you say, that's what it reflects. So what is it? That's what light reflects? That's what the toroidal
field
reflects?
The toroidal field is the mirror in the middle of the position of the abyss. Toroidal field, which that's why we're laughing so hard because it's ridiculous. It's like, I'm going to look in the abyss and see how my hair looks. I'm going to look into the abyss and see how my hair looks.
Okay, so the... There, light is in the mix there. You're talking about what light is.
Maybe.
Is it that?
Maybe.
We don't know. The definition of light hasn't been finalized yet because too many factors not been resolved.
So far.
We don't know the interaction of thought, brain, mind, cables.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
Those words. You can't define anything yet because nothing's been concluded yet, right?
Bob, there's no radial components. You have no radial components.
R-A-D-I-A-L, radial?
Oh, my God, he's spelling now. Bless your heart. Yes, that's amazing. See, you're talking about this toroidal field. But it has no radial components. So now you're asking specific questions regarding it, and they don't apply.
Okay, but when you say, is the part of us that is light resemble a toroidal field? And you say, no, the toroidal field,
no.
That's mm-hmm. what it reflects. That's
correct.
Is toroidal what light reflects. No, light is what the toroidal field reflects as a mirror.
Yes. So, but you don't see yourself. You see what it was. It's in past tense.
Mm. So light
so
is past tense.
So it's like a solenoid. It's like a solenoid. You know what a solenoid is?
Are you talking about light or the toroidal field?
Toroidal solenoid.
Yeah. It's a like something. What's it like?
That's what you see. That's what you see.
Is that
That's
called
what?
Light?
No, it's not called light.
So light, when you say we're made of light and salt, light is not what we see. It's not the light that we see. It's something
Hell
else.
No. Hell no. That's right. Because you got
discovery.
A dipole. The magnetic dipole field is not balanced. And that's what you're looking at to see. The toroidal field is that you see that you're not balanced. That's in the man that in the codex that you're so thrilled with these days?
The Vitruvian Man.
Vitruvian Man. That's an example of the geomagnetic field, but it doesn't include magnetism. You see?
And it makes us think we see light.
Correct. Because you can't see dark.
Right. Because there's no content in dark?
None.
Right. So it doesn't exist. Dark does not exist. You always have
Correct.
To have something nearby that yin-yangs it. You can't
Correct.
See where you've been unless you stubbed your toe, so to speak.
Correct.
Okay, so that's
yeah.
what it reflects.
Are you talking to Dr. Carolyn Dean these days, Bubby?
No, she leaves early. She's not here. She
Damn.
Went upstairs.
Damn.
So, but look at this.
Okay.
She didn't have the
if you
stamina
be real
sweet, I have
to. If you be, I know. We don't either, Bob. We don't have the stamina you have, and we about to peter out ourselves. But if you talk real sweet to her, if you go to her peapod, she's got a peapod. You can see
yeah.
an example, a picture of exactly what we're talking about.
And it will show
it's
a toroidal field, and it will show what
mm-hmm.
we call light. But is
uh-huh.
it light? It'll be in the equation, because the phrase, that's what it reflects, means the toroidal field is the reflector, the mirror, and it reflects light, but it's not the real light. It's some product of the geomagnetic.
That's right, because real light you can't see. And if you could see it,
uh-huh.
you would know how to gauge it. If you could see it, you couldn't engage it. Hey, Bob, I know you don't do email. You really don't do email. But would you look at your box, since you're going to spend 16 hours on this little hoity-toity thing you're doing?
Yeah. No
Go
email
there.
Out here. It just came in. There it is. You just can't look. Whoa, dude. It says, whoa, dude. And you're going
whoa,
over
dude.
To Reddit of all places. Reddit.
Whoa, dude. That takes the picture.
Yeah. Oh, was he an alien, that guy, Carl Pagan? Carl
yeah.
Sagan? Was he
of
an
course.
Alien? He was
of
an alien.
Of course.
He
Still
didn't
is.
Die. Mm-hmm. He transitioned,
no.
right? I mean, he didn't transition.
Correct. Did not. And that,
he went
Hoboken,
to higher management.
Hoboken,
right.
New
okay.
Jersey, if that's higher management. Now, you see that picture? Look at the picture.
No,
God
wait a minute. We'll
that's
get to the picture. Carl Pagan is
no.
higher management, did you say? Or what did you say about him?
You said that. We said he's in Hoboken,
yeah.
New Jersey. We didn't say
okay.
that.
They are part, Brand and all these guys are part of the Pentagon aliens who are on the outs. They're losing to Bob and the new aliens. Are they aware
and
of what they're losing to Stu?
Well,
Stu
they keep losing ground.
Me.
They keep losing
yeah.
ground. We don't know if they're aware of it or not, but it keeps fleeting, so we don't know.
Yeah, Stuart Brand knows
picture,
about
Bob.
Me.
Look at the picture,
I will get
Bob.
To that. Yeah, the Stuart mm-hmm. Brand knows about me, right?
Yeah.
And my role in this matter. Now, he is
you
interviewed CBC a year ago. Right. He's, yeah, my role. He
mm-hmm.
He's 82, and he's interviewed a year ago. He's 83 now. But he sounds quite old. He needs Remag and all
yeah.
our products. But he's actually 173.
Yeah.
That's why he sounds old.
Well, he does that
Correct?
To set up. He does that to set it up so that you wouldn't question him. Because somebody that old, you have to give respect to, whatever
yeah,
that means.
That's right.
That's why you get away with a lot of bullshit you shouldn't get away with, because I think you're a toddling old man. You're a toddling
yeah.
old man. So we we don't want to hurt the little old man's feelings. We should give respect to our old uber elders.
Okay, so I'm looking at this glorious image. It's
mm-hmm.
a quadrupled Mobius strip, spherical. It's Sapa's idea. Time is a sphere.
It's a toroidal field. It's a toroidal field. That's what it is.
What does it evoke? What effects does it create?
That
what is
you
its
can
role?
See. You're seeing in that position. You don't go through it. It's what you're witnessing is the reflection of your condition. That's what happens in your life. You spin into itself.
Mm.
It's kind of like, okay, yesterday, what did I do? I washed the spoons. Okay, today, what am I going to do? I'm going to wash the spoons. Okay, tomorrow, what am
yeah.
I going to do? I'm going to wash the spoons. Okay, the day after that, what am I going to do? I'm going to wash the spoons. God damn, how many fucking spoons can there be? How can you have 37 goddamn spoons? This is crazy. How many spoons are there? And you're washing the spoons, and you're washing the spoons. That's an example of the toroidal field that you're seeing. Now, if you could drop through the middle of that, which is what you were trying to superimpose, you'd have a different conversation, but you can't. All you get is the reflective condition.
So this is the ground of a certain level of coherency in matter. This is
It's what gives you the ability to develop a Polaroid picture. Remember all those dead people that you had Polaroids made in front of their tombstones? Well, the toroidal field is what allows the silver to capture the image while you're smiling over the dead person's bereaved sarcophagus.
The silver on the mirror in the camera or something? What's the silver?
The silver's on the Polaroid paper. You know, the paper they put in there. See, now we got beyond you. You're not going to deal with that. Sue Bone would put stuff in the camera. She'd take the picture. She'd pull it out. She'd pull the thing off of it. You had to wait. It would develop, and there your little naked ass would be, the dainty naked, the naked Bob running around showing his hoo-hoo. You don't care. Bob, you're so proud of your hoo-hoo, you don't care who sees your hoo. Carolyn Dean will bitch slap you into next Tuesday. I'm glad she's not here to hear this. That's a good thing. And then when she hears it, she won't hear the private session either because it's going to be way too long. She'll be long gone to bed by that time. So anyway, that's an example of this Alan Kuskus position.
Alex Kuskus.
That's what we said. Did we say something else? What did we say?
You said Alan Kuskus.
Alex Kuskus. Sorry, Mom.
I heard it was Alan. Okay, so here's what it says. Beside the image of the moving toroidal field, it says, the best links to click while you're stoned. I guess it's an example of you go.
Now, that truer word's never spoken. That's pretty good, Bob. That's good. You should join that.
Yeah, it's an ad. He's saying you go wherever this is. The best links to click while you're stoned. Psychedelic, mind-fucking, mesmerizing, reality-distorting, or trippy games, video, audio and images that make a sober person feel stoned or a stoned person trip harder come from mind fucks and self-inflicted gaslighting, or the hypnotic or mesmerizing, vivid colors, intense patterns, mind-blowing science and philosophy, chill or trippy music, surrealism, absurdism, and strangeness. Reminder, this is not a reaction subreddit. So within the Reddit world, it's not something. What's a reaction subreddit? Do you know what that's about?
Yes. That's a problem with the content that's merely interesting or amazing. It's not like fodder for the steer to watch. You know, like something to look at. Oh, look, there's a deer. Oh, look, there's a deer. Oh, look, there's a deer. That would be subreddit.
That's a reaction. That's a reaction subreddit. Okay, great. Mm-hmm. I'll have to look at that. That's a wonderful image. But it is not. Okay. We have Bernie Madoff. He was a parallel worlder. Aliens could do parallel worlding easily.
They certainly. That's how they got here, Bob. That's how they got here. Are you nuts?
Ah, they're not from millions of miles away. They're from next door in the intestine.
If there's no time, there's no light years to count.
As we ascend, do we get that ability to be that way?
You are now. You do it now. You just want to acknowledge it. You just want to acknowledge it.
So when
we ascend, you're too bound to this world. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so when we ascend, we acknowledge it. That'd be part of the ascension process, is acknowledging what you have been doing and not noticing it, correct?
Apparently.
That's a definition of ascension, maybe. Okay,
apparently.
So we have to wrap up. Let's see. I have here Georgia Guidestones time capsule. Now, there's no time, but is there? I think I heard someone saying that Georgia Guidestones offered a time capsule or something. Is that bullshit?
There was one there. No, there was one buried. There was one buried under the monolith. That's what they'll call it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they removed
it. It was, who's they? The ones who zapped the monument?
No. Now stop. We're not getting into all that. Let's just say. One of the sides were zapped by lightning. That lightning struck a monument and destroyed it. It's crazy. It struck the monument and destroyed it. So the next day, or 2 days later, the whole thing was removed, including the time capsule underneath it.
Okay, and it was not time in the capsule, was it? Or was it the false premise of time? What is this time part?
No, it's not a card. It's a time capsule where they put secrets that would be revealed from the future in the past that would be relevant then in 100 years or 1,000 years or whenever they looked up over, whenever they went over this monument that it's going to be here to stand the test of time. Notice the up talk. And then all of a sudden when everything changed, when the line changed with CERN, it got zapped. So they couldn't have those exegesis topical positions portrayed or certainly displayed right there in Eflin County.
Right. So I saw a picture a few days later. The rest of the stones were removed. Is that true?
Removed. That's right. That's
nothing
when they
there.
Removed the time capsule. There's nothing there.
Ah.
And they removed the time capsule underneath it.
Is the Keksberg Bell part of that scene? I did this note. The Keksberg Bell. Is that something else?
We don't want to talk about that right now. We will, not now.
Yeah. You brought up Vitruvian Man, and it's connected to the Giza Pyramid I have here. Did we go into
Giza,
that?
Yeah. If you want to, it's all right with us.
Vitruvian Man is...
Oh, no, built the city.
So Vitruvian Man is an image of me, because it's a connected Giza pyramid.
Except there's less bush on the Vitruvian Man.
Yeah.
You got him beat on penis. He's got you beat on penis, but you got him tore up on the bush. You got that 10-1. You got it. You win, Bob.
Yeah. Is Vitruvian Man, the way he looks, he has a bit long hair. Is that the way I looked at the time the image was taken?
The way you look goddamn right now. Have you seen your fucking hair, Bob? It's everywhere. Goldilocks.
All right.
Like Goldilocks. No. Karen got to cut that shit. But you don't want it. You like to have that sexy. You like that Adonis look. You want to look like something.
Yeah.
Vitruvian Man, for God's sake. You got to start doing pull-ups again so you don't. So you get them saggy. The sag pets don't get saggy. You got to start doing your pull-ups again. That'd be great. You can do that when you're doing naked. You can do that naked like you used to do. So the neighbors get bent out of shape. I think the woman liked it, but I think the husband liked it too when you was doing your naked pull-ups. That's pretty hot, Bob.
Right.
Knowing that
the neighbors. You're talking about the neighbors.
Yeah, the IRS people.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So. Did Leonardo da Vinci make the Vitruvian Man image? No, someone else did.
No, Bob, that was in the Codex. Bob, we went through all this. This is the Leopold
the Codex.
Strain. We went through all this. That's
all right.
All right. No, it's no
Codex?
Problem.
Who made the Codex?
Bob, come on now.
I did.
Jesus.
Okay, I did.
Fuck.
Yeah.
You commissioned Aaron to lay it out, and he did. Then it got copied, and then King James got involved, and they scribbled some shit on some sticks, and then they put it on a rock, and they took a little stone, and they laid it out on some. Come on now. You know this. That's come on now.
Okay. And Aaron.
We wouldn't even. Nobody would believe that, Bob. You wouldn't even believe that. So don't do that. Don't be asking.
Yeah,
I'm the king of the world, so who is... Yeah, I'm the king of the world, so who is exactly the king of the world? I'm not a little confused. I'm the king of the world, but could you please confirm now who the king of the world actually is? Like, come on now. Egg McMahon doesn't have anything to do with this. Come on, it's all right, Bob. So
okay.
Carry on.
You were describing Karen the other day. When J.W.
Yeah.
first met her and how gorgeous she was. And then
yeah.
J.W. said, and she wasn't jiggly. What does that word
right.
refer to? What's jiggly?
She was, okay. Her breast did not reach her knees.
Yeah.
Okay. Her gut didn't hang past her thighs.
Yeah.
And her ass didn't touch the ground.
So that's
you
jiggly.
Think?
People who have
that's
extra.
Tight.
Flesh.
No, that's tight. If you're jiggly, if you jump up, if you can do jumping jacks, and well, see, you can do jumping jacks, and no one would see your penis because the bush keeps it all covered up. But if you went
yeah.
jumping jacks and it was jiggling, that would be jiggly. But if everything's tight, if you're tight and tight, that means you got no gut, everything is kind of balanced, it's all good, then you don't have to have the windmill action. And so everything is high, we call it high and tight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought you said tie and tight. You're saying high, H, high and tight.
Yeah, high and tight. Mm-hmm.
And
like a military, like a man who doesn't have as much bush as you spins around and makes their limp penis go around like a helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
You don't want to do that. You're doomed. If you do that, you're high and tight?
No.
If you spin
No, you're not high and tight. You're jiggly. Then you're jiggly.
If you spin around.
Correct. But see, you're safe because your bush covers all that up. You got so much bush, you're good
right.
to go. You're good to go.
You mean my penis would be jiggly? Is that what you're talking about?
It would jiggle. Yeah, if you jump up and down, it would jiggle, but nobody would see it because the bush is so big. So you're safe.
But
you're good.
But average people got excessive bullshit, they are jiggly
yeah.
in different parts.
Correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Very good.
Or like females where their nipples or their titties hit their knees, or their belly is dragging the ground, or their ass is dragging the ground, or they got rubers on their thighs that touch the ground. You know, those morbidly
yep.
obese, smelly people.
Okay, so
you
I
know.
Think... they're describing in the January 6th committee a lot of scenes where Trump's having tantrums, punching people and all that. Is every one of those incidents made up?
Yeah. Yeah, because he can't even mm-hmm. reach the beast. He can't even reach the driver of the
no,
beast.
No, not that. Yeah, not that
yeah.
one. I know about that one.
Okay.
But other scenes.
Yeah.
It's shooting.
Oh, my God. Killing this. I'm going to shoot. Why didn't he just go do it himself? Well, if it was as bad as if the January 6th commission was sincere, why wouldn't they produce the footage that had Donald J. Trump walk into the Capitol building and take a 357, a Python 357, and shoot Mike Pence between the eyes? If they had it all proved up like that, why don't they show that footage? And then Mr. Clyburn can have him a little gizgasm and say, well, that settles that. The sitting president just killed the vice president because it didn't happen. See, that's the problem.
Okay.
If that were the case, if this were true, present that marvelous beam footage so we can see all the details. See? Good.
Right. So what you have here, since the Pending on Aliens Control, the Tech Body People Magazine Gossip Information Society, this is an operation of the Tech Body aliens, the B1s. Are creating
mm-hmm.
all this media hallucination, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going on here. It's up
agreed.
To, not theater. It's
agreed.
Hologram.
The problem
theory.
Is, but I know, but it's not working. See, that's the problem because
yeah.
they didn't do it right. Why didn't they get everybody involved and have it be a real discussion, a Lincoln-Douglas debate, where it's like, no, it wasn't. Yes, it was. No, it wasn't. Yes, it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't even do that. They can't even do that. There's
yeah.
like. He's wrong. He's wrong. He's wrong. He's wrong. Hey, he's wrong. Just say he's wrong. Goddamn, why ain't got to spend $100 million on meetings in a room, in a Capitol room that nobody's ever been in the entire history of the country? No one has been in that goddamn room. That room does not goddamn exist in the fucking Capitol. Never has ever been that room. So everybody lines up, they march in there like they're going to Sunday school, and all these people are lined up everywhere. They're talking all this stuff and preaching all this and talking all this and la, 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 la. It's kind of like, man, come on now. Now, come on. Or you got Biden who's got COVID, and they show him working in the Capitol where he lives, and it's just, there's some orange wall and some of this death somewhere that nobody's ever fucking seen before. It's kind of like, where the fuck is that? Is the Capitol in Scranton? Is he going to Scranton? Is that where he is? Is he in Scranton? Nobody's ever seen it before. It's kind of like, okay, every room in the White House has been completely pictured. I mean, even Camelot,
yeah, I get
even
that.
The redo,
okay.
Everything. So this weirdness. Now, pull it all back in. If all this is the case and true, bring forth the evidence, the habeas corpus. Bring forth the body. We want to see the body. There is no body. So where's the murder?
Okay.
Well, there is no murder.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, fine. Are most of the people that are being presented or even being on the panel, whoever we see on the screen in that room, are clones? Like Pelosi?
Some are. No, Pelosi's not
okay.
A clone. She's just sad. We don't know what she is. It's just sad.
What is Lynn Cheney? Or is that her name?
Lynn Cheney's her mother. This is Liz Cheney.
Yeah, she's Liz Cheney.
Is she a human?
Is she a human?
She's fixing to be out of office. It doesn't really matter what she is. She's going to be out of office this
year.
You don't want to say. I know. We're telling you. It doesn't matter what she is because she's going to be out of office, so it's not going to matter what she is. She's fixing to lose her House of Representatives position in November. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's a statement, and then we'll be wrapping it up. Meanings are likely to, I guess Ian said this, meanings are likely to wrap themselves around what Bob says rather than what the meanings mean.
Correct.
So
that's right.
So
Bob says the word window. Bob says window, but no one knows what window is. So Wyndham Lewis has to say, this is the pictorial view of how you would describe a window. Bob then embraces Wyndham Lewis's adaptation of a window, portrays it in such a way that the humans can embrace it. They don't have to prescribe to it. They don't have to prescribe to it, but they have to embrace it because they can't negate what Bob says. They don't have to agree with what Bob says, but they can't say it does not exist or it is not a reality, however subdued. See? They can't separate that. So once you lay it out, that's it. There's nothing they can do. They don't have to agree with it, but it still is.
So is that me controlling the word?
Yes. No, not the
controlling
word.
Controlling my word?
Mortar. You're controlling mortar.
Controlling.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the chart shows. Rumpelstiltskin running the mortar.
That's exactly right. That's the wall here at the wall. Here at the wall.
Yeah. So meanings are likely
to
rest.
You're doing so much better. You know what? We've had our little sessions where we're trying to catch you up since you got out of reform school. Since you got out of reform school, and you're doing so much better now, Bob. It's just so refreshing. Every time a bell rings, an angel gets their wings.
Okay, so we're saying it one more time. Meanings are likely to wrap themselves around what Bob says rather than what the meanings mean. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's a danger. It's risky to talk to Bob. You get drawn into this vortex that we just described there.
Well, depends on the esoteric ramifications. It depends on the esoteric. What does that mean? Ramifications. We did that the other day, so you should know that by heart.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A private session, number 149, September 13th, 2009, is not in my computer. When I find that someone's been looking into my computer overnight, do they sometimes delete stuff?
That one was a little, that one's sketchy, Bob. Sorry, that one's sketchy. We're going to give
yeah,
it back
you describe,
to you. With,
you'll give it back to me, yeah.
No, hey, say the words. Say, I don't hear. You may lose this one, too. Go ahead.
No. It's about 911. That's what's sketchy probably
yeah.
in it.
That's, you don't, yeah, don't, yeah, don't, yeah. We'll give it to you, we promise. But you have CERN that's fixing to undo the DuPont legacy. CERN is fixing to undo the DuPont legacy. We can't talk about this because that goes into the Rockefeller and the Rothschild and all the problems. That's why they're all trying to love you up right now. So you can't alienate yourself from the thing you're being loved up to. You see, there's eight empires.
They're loving.
Sorry, we didn't mean to interrupt.
What'd you say? The eight empires? Did you just say the eight empires?
We did. We did, but we didn't want to interrupt. We didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah, are they loving me up? Is that what you're saying? I don't
they
want
all
to resist loving me up.
Correct.
All
don't,
are,
don't,
they?
Don't spurn them. Don't spurn them. They might be a good fuck, Bob. Don't come on, calm down. You ain't there's nothing serious going on here. All right. Just calm
good.
Down. You'll be okay.
Okay.
Good.